sweet and tender world. A world where we feel held, where we can relax without worry, and where we can be the essence of who we are in an easy way. This book invites us into a deep exploration of what is happening to our consciousness when this transformation occurs. What has taken place to bring about this shift in the way things appear, and how we experience our own state of being? What does such an experience tell us about reality itself and our place in it? And how does this relate to whatever notion we have of divinity and its loving nature? In spiritual realms, this has been referred to as universal love, Christ consciousness, or divine bliss. It is a state in which we become aware that we are not separate from the rest of reality, that this reality is permeated by a fundamental goodness and sweetness, and that we no longer feel contained and isolated within the boundaries of our body. We are brought into a direct experience of what is called the non-dual world, where there is no subject and object polarity, no separating boundaries of any kind, and no sense that our consciousness has limits. We feel part of a oneness that includes all of reality, and from which we cannot be separated. Non-dual love is an introduction to this state of consciousness, which Almas calls divine love. He shows us that it is one of the true ways that reality appears and one that is available to all of us. For most of us, this boundless love is an accidental occurrence, an act of grace that we have no control over. And indeed, Almas confirms that it is not possible to control when it appears in our consciousness. He does, however, bring a great deal of understanding and experience to what stops divine love from arising, as well as describing the many ways we can experience and recognize this expansive, loving ground of being. Perhaps even more importantly, he shows us the particular beliefs and positions we tend to identify with that block this experience of oneness. In particular, he speaks of the deep attachments we develop to what we believe we are separate from, the positive attachment to people and things we seek to acquire and hold on to, and the negative attachment to what we seek to reject and eliminate. He also speaks of the primitive fears and the defensive posture in our soul that they generate, and how that causes us to deny the reality of something greater and lose sight of the benevolent and beautiful nature of that reality. This book is a compelling companion volume to Love Unveiled, in which Almas describes the way spiritual love arises within a more familiar world of duality and separateness. Following that love leads us deeper in our hearts and souls, inviting a permeability in us to the mystery of who and what we are. Non-dual love picks up where Love Unveiled leaves off, by opening up the question of what it means to go beyond the dimension of the individual soul. It follows the thread of longing in the heart to know oneness and unity, and no longer be trapped in our separate identities and divided consciousness. After all, deep in our souls is a knowing that our beingness and existence is not separate from the beingness of everything and all of existence. As always, the power of Almas's approach is in its focus on one's actual experience, not just the ideas and articulations of the spiritual realm, here, the divine consciousness. This orientation is central to the Diamond Approach, a path of inner realization that he founded and teaches through the Ridwan School. In this book, which is based on his teaching to members of the school, he constantly invites us into the felt sense of what is real in us, including the taste and feel of this divine love. Supporting this focus are the exercises included in each chapter, which provide an opportunity to explore what he is offering as he expands our perspective on reality and the world we live in. I welcome you on this journey with him as it knocks on the doors of our tender and loving hearts, asking us to awaken to so much more that is possible in who and what we are. This particular dimension of reality, the fundamental goodness that underlies all manifestation, is sorely missing in most contemporary discourse, relating and functioning. An awareness of it inevitably shifts our priorities as it softens our boundaries, opens our eyes, and tenderizes our hearts. We all